you debate and you disagree with this administration, somehow you're not patriotic. And we should stand up and say, we are Americans and we have a right to debate and disagree with any administration.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and how are you doing today? Well, have most of us, unfortunately, there were a few who did not survive the hurricane of 2011, Hurricane Irene, barreling up the coastline of the United States, wreaking havoc and making mice out of men, right? Everyone's cowering in the corner. Why? Because we have a media that is telling us that we need to run for the hills. The sky is falling. Be afraid. Be afraid. Don't come out. Hide in your closet. You know, I was watching the TV last night and watching the news, watching the reporting going on. Now, of course, I realize you need to take precautions. Hello, common sense, okay? That rare little entity that nobody ever pays attention to anymore. You need to use a little common sense, indeed, if you have any. And, of course, my honeybee's John's solution for solving the lack of common sense problem is let's put 5 gallon buckets of water all around, and then if the little kids happen to stick their head in them and they don't survive, well, they don't have any common sense and we're culling the herd. Now, I know that sounds terrible, but you do have to laugh a little bit. It is kind of, you know, humorous to an extent. But anyway, I certainly don't buy into that. We don't want to cull the herd of morons, do we? No, we like them. Because then they can be used as pawns and put people on guilt trips for not being idiots, right? Yes, we can. We can do that. We are doing that very well in America. But anyway, getting back to the hurricane. So I'm watching the news last night, watching the Weather Channel, and it's pretty pathetic. My life must be pretty dull, really, because I know who Jim Cantore is on the Weather Channel. Jim Cantore stories. He's a weatherman. He's been reporting. He's the one who stands out in the middle of the ocean when a hurricane goes on and gets pummeled by, you know, the rain or the snow or whatever might be happening weather-wise. And tries to proceed to scare people. But anyway, last night I was listening to some of the verbiage they were using to describe the driving, pelting rain. And the guy stands there with his goggles on, right? It's like, you know, I'm telling you, years ago, now I'm 54, years ago, when I was young, I mean, people just knew, they looked out the window, if there was rain, they took an umbrella. You didn't need somebody to tell you to take an umbrella, all right? You didn't need somebody to tell you put your boots on because there's a foot of snow outside. Hello? People just could figure things out for themselves. Now, I'm not sure yet because I haven't done a lot of research. I'm not exactly sure if this has to do with the fluoride that they've been poisoning us with for a very long time. I'm not sure if that's the fluoride action or if it's a combination of a lot of different things. These globalist pricks, I like that word. Globalist pricks have been plotting and scheming and doing for decades, and that's why we are where we are today. I'm not sure what it is yet, why we don't have any common sense anymore, but certainly it does. We don't have much of it. Now, I'm going to give you a couple examples of that, okay? Now, a friend of mine works at a public institution, not for the government, but like a university. And they told me that, well, they had to go to work last night just in case, but they told me that their boss, now this is a man who gets paid six figures, mind you, okay? Now, for all of you who out there who are not able to add one I want to get to, six figures is more than $100,000 a year. And last night, he put a plow on one of the trucks in preparation for the hurricane, all right? A plow on one of the trucks in preparation for the hurricane. Now, need I say more? Now, the bigger thing is, I suppose, this man is getting paid over $100,000 a year to be a moron. How do you fix that now? And why? I'd like to know why I'm not getting paid over $100,000 a year to give my unsolicited opinion. I should be. At least I'm redistributing the truth. not the nonsense that you hear at a lot of other places, but I'm telling you, can you beat that? I mean, how, what are you going to plow water? I'm telling you, honestly, these people, who was it said, stupid as a stupid does, Forrest Gump, I guess, I don't know. You know, you can describe that any way you want, but, you know, it's just beyond comprehension. And a better one, and I wish there was a way that I could show you this, but there isn't. And I don't know if I'll be able to put this picture up on my website. I might try to do that. My website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. But I got to tell you, somebody sent me an email, and it is supposedly a sign in Walmart for 15 items or less, and then it says, this is 15, and it has three palms, three hands up there. So if someone can't count to 15, maybe they can count the fingers on their hands. I'm telling you, honestly, I peed my pants laughing when I saw that. I'm just, you know, we don't have to worry about being dumbed down. We are already there, okay? We are already there. If you go into a Walmart store, and they have for the sign 15 items or less, they have a picture of three hands. So that you know how this is how many 15 or less is. Isn't it incredible? Can you take it? I just can't take it anymore. In fact, you know, that reminds me, years ago I went into a Walmart store, and one of the signs was misspelled. And I've just been nuts about spelling. It's so critical that you know how to spell words. It makes such a difference. The misspelling of a word can entirely change the meaning of a sentence or whatever, or you're given the wrong drug. A lot of drugs are spelled similarly. Anyway, I went into a Walmart, and I saw the manager just happened to be walking by where the sign was misspelled. And I said to him, I said, the sign's misspelled. And he said, it doesn't matter. We're taking that down later today anyway. The sale ends tomorrow. It's like, what the hell? No one cares. It doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. I mean, you wanted, Vaseline, they give you strychnine. I guess it doesn't matter, right? I mean, at what point, I don't know, America, everybody who's listening, at what point does somebody stand up and say, okay, we've had enough of this crap. We're going to take our country back. At what time are the people on the couch sucking down the beers, watching, Two and a Half Men, Family Guy, whatever, watching America's Favorite Idol? At what point do you decide you've had enough of this nonsense? You're just going to be a sheep and you think you're just going to be able to just go along to get along. Is that it? Is that what you think? I wonder how many people out there listening really think that they are just going to be able to go along to get along. I know my neighbor does. They don't want to ruffle any feathers, you know. They're real concerned about not ruffling any feathers, just being quiet little mice. Living on the street, don't say a word. Don't speak up and stand up for freedom. No, you just be your little mouse and no one will take and smash you to smithereens. There'll be no foot that steps on the mouse. Will there? Please. The boot of history tells us differently, doesn't it? History's boot, the boot that's been on the neck of humanity for a very long time. And a variety of feet have been inside that boot, stepping on the neck of humanity. Please, please, think about it. So we can be sheep. We can, just say, okay, I'll be quiet. And then everything bad will go away. That's it. Everything bad goes away if you just pretend you don't see it. Now, you know that. It happens all the time. It happens all the time in Hollywood, doesn't it? Doesn't everything bad go away if you just pretend it doesn't exist? Now, if you're four, maybe. But when you're 40, that's an entirely different thing, isn't it? So you start to realize, as you get older, that... Yep. Anyway, we're going to break. My name is Maggie Rock. This is the podcast. And I'll be right back. I always said you'd be there. Hang in there. Chosen one. See, one in a million. You got to burn the shine. You were born under a bad sign. Killed a blue moon in your eye. And you woke up this night.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at powerofthepursemovie.com. Again, that's powerofthepursemovie.com.
DependableVoice.com, the total solution, one-stop shop for your business telecommunications needs. Nationwide business class telecommunication services, providing voice and data, voice over internet, and hosted PBX. Dependable Voice is now offering the first month free for any voice over internet and hosted PBX services. Save up to 50% on your current phone bill and save thousands of dollars with no need to purchase PBX hardware. Hosted PBX and voice over internet services include free local and long distance calling to the U.S., Canada, and Caribbean, email to voicemail, follow me services, multiple visual call reports, dynamic auto attendant, advanced ACD and call queue, unified voice and fax messaging, and much, much more. Plus, get your first month free with a minimum 3-phone system. Call Dependable Voice today at 1-888-346-1085 or visit them online at dependablevoice.com. That's dependablevoice.com. Dependable Voice, the total solution for business telecommunications.
Have you been diagnosed with cancer and told that there isn't any alternative to chemo, radiation, and surgery? Are you tired of hearing that if you want to survive, you must be brave and accept the suffering that comes with cancer treatments today? LaserMed Inc. says, fight back! Because now it's cancer's turn to die with its revolutionary patented laser treatment called Leash Therapy. Without cutting, bleeding, poisoning, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin and breast cancer in place, as well as some other types of cancer, no matter what the size. To find out if you qualify for this therapy, call 918-398-9577. That's 918-398-9577. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's LASEMEDINC.com.
Hey everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you are listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And if you would like to call into the show this morning, 888-320-6151 is the number, 888-320-6151. And we have a guest line today. I do all week long, Monday through Friday, when you can hear me on Republic Broadcasting Network at 11 a.m. Eastern Time from 11 to 1, 10 Central, 9 Mountain, 8 Pacific. Hey, aren't I smart? I can go backwards and tell you what time zone you're in. Ooh, isn't that exciting? I don't have a guest lined up today because I just didn't feel like arranging for a guest. And I just figured I'd just give you my unsolicited opinion. You can listen or you can change the dial. You know what I mean? But my show, I do know, is heard, the second hour anyway, is heard on Orion, so I'm told, and I believe them, because would they lie to me? No, they wouldn't. So anyway, the second hour, for those of you who tune into Orion during the week, you can hear the second hour of my show when I'm on Republic Broadcasting Network. So Anyway, that's kind of exciting. It's going very well. And, you know, I'll tell you, there's a lot of interesting listeners that I have. And I know they tell me on Orion here that people listen to this show as well on Sundays. They just don't call in very often. But I have a lot of interesting things. People send me all kinds of stuff, interesting information via email. And, you know, somebody just sent me a bunch of CDs that I'm trying to find something to play them on. I don't know what the hell it is. My computer that's supposed to play CDs doesn't play CDs. The CD player doesn't play. I don't know. It's the, or the DVD. I don't know. I'm just a technological moron, okay? So who knows? I mean, I could be trying to stick a round peg in a square hole or something. And then you say to yourself, and she had the audacity to talk about putting 5-gallon buckets around to cull the herd, right? Anyway, you know, I want to talk about a couple other things. You know, everybody who listens, you know, most of the time I'm talking about United Nations Agenda 21 and all of the different facets of it. And boy, there are so many. It's just truly it is overwhelming. And it is, to coin a term or use a term coined in the 70s, it is a mind blower, baby. But or maybe that was a 60s term. I don't know. But I was, somebody had sent me about a half an hour YouTube video of the CEO of Gibson Guitar Company. And they were talking about, he's talking about how now, I'm going to see if I can pull up this thing. What is happening now? And this is all part of UN Agenda 21. I'm telling you, honestly, no matter what you're seeing out there on the 6 o'clock news, it doesn't matter what it is. It is all a hustle. It is all being designed to herd you like cattle to a predetermined outcome. It's called the Hegel's dialectic. It's a manipulative technique that's used. You know, that's going to scare you. Don't go left. Left's the bad way to go. So you go right. Don't go right. Right's the bad way to go. Go in the middle. You know, it's just it is a manipulative technique. It is these people are masters of manipulation. The globalists who are pushing this agenda, and I had given a presentation the other day. And of course, you know, there's a lot, quite frankly, a lot of control freaks out there, and they want to tell you how to do everything. You know, everybody knows better than you how to do something. So they wanted me to start at the end and tell who was behind UN Agenda 21 before I even described what it was. So of course I complied, being the good little sheep that I am. And, I did it because they requested it and all, what the hell. Anyway, I figure if people are, you know, people are interested, they're going to pursue and try to find out more information for themselves. I always tell people when I give presentations, listen, you don't have to believe me. Look it up for yourself. Do the research. It's out there. It's everywhere you look. Doesn't matter. It's there. Just start peeling away the onion. That's all. Start peeling away the stinky onion. And you really will have tears in your eyes, boy, I'm telling you. But anyway, so I was talking about the people who were behind this first, the people behind the creation of the Federal Reserve Bank, Rothschild, Warburg, J.P. Morgan, Mellon, Schiff, that Rockefeller, those people, Farben. Anyway, I'm talking about them. So about the first 20 minutes or so was devoted to talking about them. And then at the end of this entire presentation, someone said to me, because, of course, you know, the Rothschilds go back long before 1913 as well, the money changers, that whole game is real. Someone had said to me, well, this was 1913 when the Federal Reserve Bank was done. And, hey, at least you could do the math about 100 years later. He said, well, who's behind it now? I said, well, you know, these people, Rockefellers are still walking around, you know, they're not all dead. I mean, they had children, and they had grandchildren. Jay Rockefeller is a senator from West Virginia. I mean, these people are still around. The Rothschilds are still around. I mean, they haven't left. Some of them died off, but their progeny haven't. Their offspring hasn't. Evil begets evil. It truly does. I am telling you, these people, you know, just the names are changed to protect the guilty. That's all. But I don't know, you know, you just wonder sometimes. You know, you try to put information out there for people. People need to take some initiative. How do you get people to take initiative? I have no clue. But anyway, I was going back to UN Agenda 21. How I got off on that tangent was the Gibson guitars. So now their factory was raided. I don't know where it is. I think it's Tennessee. And because they're looking for illegally harvested hardwoods. And so you know now that it isn't going to be just the guitar manufacturers, who, of course, Gibson says we don't buy any wood that was illegally harvested, you know, such as like from Madagascar, where, you know, you're not allowed to harvest ebony from Madagascar anymore. You know, it's all these globalists. It's all this manipulation. Truly, it is the hand behind the curtain. These evil pricks who are in control of the economies of all countries because they rule the central banks of those countries. They own them. He who owns the gold makes the rules. That's all you got to remember. He who owns the gold makes the rules. So anyway, they're the ones who are manipulating economies, why people are starving in all these different countries that they've been starving in for generations. It's because of these evil pricks. But Gibson CEO was standing there saying, well, we don't import illegally harvest woods and use them in the manufacture of our guitars. But what you're going to find now is that with these federal agents, these Nazis trying to stop you and claim, do you have proof? Can you show proof that the guitar that you are carrying onto this plane, that none of that wood that went into the manufacture of that guitar, well, can you prove where that wood came from and that it was only harvested legally? If you don't have the documentation, I got news for you. They're going to try to, well, they will. They're going to arrest you. They're going to find you because you're going to have proof that that guitar, maybe you have a 75-year-old, I don't know, Gibson or a Les Paul or something. You're going to have to prove that you have the documentation because of this Lacey Act that they put in terms of, it's this whole International World Trade Organization, these different regulations they're putting into place so that you have to have proof of the origin of everything that goes into your product, and you're carrying around one of these products made 75 years ago. You're going to need to prove that that wood that was went into the manufacture of your guitar that was made 75 years ago wasn't harvested illegally, even though no such designation existed at the time. Won't that be fun? Now, what else do you think they could come up with in their infinite wisdom to be able to make it so difficult for you to maneuver around? So how many musicians, you know, these rock stars and folk artists and all these guitar playing, or even how about pianos? I mean, ivory keys. In fact, I had a piano that I had donated. I had a baby grand piano, beautiful piano. I'm sorry, I was going to refinish it and take piano lessons again, and I never did, but I donated it to a college. But now that had, it was a 100-year-old piano with ivory keys. Anyway, everybody, this is the Unsolicited Opinion. My name's Maggie. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Keep listening.
There is a town in North Ontario. Stream comfort memory dispersed. In my mind, I still.
Free speech guaranteed. You're listening to the Orion Talk Radio Network. The Orion Talk Radio Network is here. The First Amendment of the Constitution grants us freedom of speech. That's the freedom to express our views and opinions without censorship. If you listen to mainstream radio at all, you'll notice that free speech is pretty hard to find these days, with just a handful of networks offering programs that dare to discuss topics and issues that have a profound impact on our daily lives. The mainstream media simply lies by omission and distortion of the facts. The Orion Talk Radio Network is committed to bringing you entertaining and thought-provoking programming that dares to tell the truth. And you can help us as we grow our network. If you think you have what it takes to host a show, you know of someone interested in hosting a show, or any other suggestions, comments, or questions, please drop us an email at OrionTalkRadio@gmail.com. That's OrionTalkRadio@gmail.com. And thank you for listening to the Orion Talk Radio Network.
With IRN USA Radio News, I'm Rod Allen. Forecasters say Irene's sustained winds have let up just a little bit, but they're still at hurricane strength. The National Weather Service said maximum sustained winds are now 80 miles per hour, down from 85, but with gusts up to 115 miles per hour. The bulk of the powerful storm is beginning to reemerge over the warm waters of the Atlantic Ocean. It appears the United States has delivered another punishing blow to Al-Qaeda. American and Pakistani officials say the terrorist group's second in command, Ataya Abdul-Rahman, has been killed in Pakistan. A Pakistani intelligence official said Al-Rahman died in a U.S. missile strike in North Waziristan on August 22nd. Hugo Chavez, the Venezuelan president, said he will undergo his next round of cancer treatment in Venezuela instead of Cuba. The Venezuelan leader underwent surgery in Cuba that removed a cancerous tumor from his pelvic region in June. I'm Ron Allen.
News reports say that the price of gas in the U.S. may go up to $4 or more a gallon by summer. That's pretty scary news for the family budget. But when you consider that many parents in third world countries don't even know what they're going to feed their children tomorrow, it takes on a different perspective. Now there's a way to help solve both problems. Get on your computer and go to usagoodness.com to get information on how you could start a home business to earn extra money in your spare time while providing food for starving children. You will feel great earning extra money to help the family budget, but you'll feel even better knowing that your work is actually saving lives. Some go to usagoodness.com to earn extra money. Others have made it a full-time income. You've always wanted to do something good with your life. Now, you could earn money for your family and provide meals for hungry children at the same time. If you need extra money or want to replace your job with your own home business, go to usagoodness.com or call toll-free 800-301-6177. That's 800-301-6177.
Hey guys, this is Popeye from FederalJack.com. Don't miss my show, Down the Rabbit Hole, Sundays from 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, here on the Orion Talk Radio Network.
You know, I'm not sure what I like better. I love listening to these tunes I've picked out for the break music because they really are, they're symbolic of the strife, the internal strife that was really happening in the 60s, this tumultuous period in our history where people were just, everything was up in the air, you know, they were debating everything. They were debating morality and they were debating marriage and they were debating all kinds of things. Of course, who knew the whole debate, the whole dialectical debate being created was designed to screw all of us in the end. Who knew that then? We were all young and thought, oh, hey, you know, flower power, it's all a good thing, right? Who was it? Timothy Leary said, tune in, tune on, or turn on and tune out. Yeah, well, that was then, and this is now, and it ain't working out too well. I got news for you. I know he's dead now, but he was wrong. He was wrong then. Sounded good, though. Isn't it rhythmical? A little poetic. Tune in, turn on, tune out. But anyway, didn't work out too well. But back to that whole Gibson story, I was just thinking of Sheryl Crow. You know, Sheryl Crow was one of these elitist ecological tree huggers who had said that we should all just use one piece of toilet paper when we go to the bathroom. When Mother Nature calls, we should just use one piece of toilet paper. Now, I'm thinking about her guitar, because, you know, she plays guitar, right? Well, where's wood from in her guitar, I wonder? I wonder if she has documentation to prove the origin of all of the wood that went into the making of her guitar. That's a good question, isn't it? I wonder if she's concerned with the sound of her guitar and whether or not she'd be interested in using synthetic materials as opposed to natural materials that may not sound as well. You know, the synthetic may not give her that same oom-pa-pa. I don't know. But I'd be curious to find out about that. So now, I wanted to talk about something else here. You know, I read an article, someone sent it to me, actually, and it was talking about the number of people now who, of course, are jobless, now filing for disability, Social Security disability, to try to get on disability so that they have, you know, a little money coming in every month and, you know, maybe get a little food. I don't know if you, depending upon how much money you got on Social Security disability, I suppose you'd be able to qualify for food stamps. And then, of course, you're going to be able to qualify for Medicaid. Anyway, you wouldn't get Medicare unless you had met certain criteria like renal patients and like end-stage renal disease and that. There's a few other medical diagnoses. And then, of course, you have to meet an age or meet the age criteria for Medicare. But so now we've got millions of jobless Americans filing for disability to get food and medicine. And, of course, we have systems that are collapsing because they're overloaded, and they're overloaded because our economy is being deliberately destroyed by these prick globalists who are manipulating the money, have manipulated our trade agreements so that we have outsourced millions of jobs in this country to these third world nations because we have to balance things, you know. We have to have equality. And it's just unfair and it's unjust that you, The Ugly American was the name of a movie in the early 60s. Marlon Brando was in. You ugly American, you have too much. And we need to take it away from you, and we need to give it to people in these third world nations because it is just unjust. So now, as a consequence of these manipulations by these globalist pricks who seek to destroy you and your lifestyle and your nation and the future for your children, these globalist pricks, well, that's why we have millions of jobless Americans now filing for disability. Now, see, here's a little, you know, here's a dirty little secret about all that stuff. They'll see there's like, I don't know, what's the figure they come up with, like $100 trillion worth of unfunded liabilities, which means there's no money. There's no money in the pot to pay Social Security. It's all a big Ponzi scheme. And it's going to go bust. It's like beware of things that go bang in the night, right? Or, well, that's what's going to happen here. So all of the people who are trying to get on now because they can't find a job. And why can't they find the job? Because their jobs have been sent offshore. And we continue to do that. Or we're importing people in this country to take the jobs that Americans could certainly do. Of course, because these global corporations, these multinational corporations like General Electric. Now, I'm not talking about the schmuck who owns a gas station in your neighborhood. Or owns a little local Dunkin' Donuts and bought a franchise for McDonald's or something. I'm not talking about them. I am talking about these multinational corporations who have no allegiance to anything other than power and greed and the almighty dollar. I'm talking about them. Well, now they're insourcing all kinds of people getting visas to come in here and work for less pay than you would be interested in working for. But now the way the situation is, I think people work for most anything. You know what? I'll gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today kind of thing. I mean, people take anything they can get now, right? I mean, you see that when McDonald's has a hiring at McDonald's day and they have over, what, 1 million applicants? I had read somewhere just recently that when McDonald's had this "we're hiring today" day, they had over 1 million applicants nationally who applied. Now, what does that tell you? And yet we have this prick in the White House, this globalist prick in the White House who hates America, and especially the white man. Boy, has he got an axe to grind against the white man. Well, this prick in America, or this prick in the White House, of course, gives backdoor amnesty to millions of illegal aliens who are here illegally. The term illegal applies to the law, rule of law. We're supposed to be a nation of laws. Well, anyway, they're giving backdoor amnesty to all those people who'd be more than glad to continue to take all the social service money so many of them are eligible for just by mere virtue of having a child born in America. Free lunchtime, kids. So we've got all of those people who are, many of them are in a lot of these jobs at McDonald's. There's one nearby me. Nobody in there speaks English. It is a trip. Nobody in there speaks English. Except maybe the cashier can manage a few words. You know what I mean? They know like cheeseburger, coffee, that kind of thing. They know a few words in English. Otherwise, everybody there speaks English as a second language. Now, how that works is just beyond me. But anyway, so we've got all these people trying to get disability because they're desperate. I think I might have mentioned this before, I don't know, a week or two ago when I saw this little news clip. Shocking they even put it on the news. Of course, they only put it on like a little local news station. You know, maybe seven people watch. About these people living in the woods in New Jersey. And there's about 50 people living in the woods. They've pitched their tents and that. And the lady, one of the people there, happened to be laid off. She was a graphic designer, I think. And she was laid off. So she and her husband are living there in the woods. And they had tried to live with her daughter and her husband. But they just couldn't, it just didn't work out. She said she hasn't seen her daughter since her daughter dropped her off in at the woods to live, be homeless in the woods. And she said, well, my daughter's house is real small, making excuses for her daughters, as mothers most often do. I mean, mothers are great at not seeing the truth of their offspring, the real truth about their offspring. But I don't know, I ask you, how many out there, could you drop your mother off to live in the woods, your mother and your father? Could you drop them off? They haven't been back. They've been in the woods about a year now. She hasn't seen her daughter since then. I'm sure I would think her daughter must be ashamed of herself. I know I would be. But could you do that? Could you just, you know, we couldn't get along. Well, years ago, families all lived together, and extended families. And the old maid aunt wasn't thrown out on the street. The old maid aunt got to live in the home, too. Because we were connected. There was a glue that bound us to one another. We were a family, and the relatives were all part of the family. And your mother and your father were part of the family, and everybody belonged. Nobody was thrown out to the woods. Now, was there an occasional person? Sure. Was there always the black sheep, you know, the, the Marlon Brando, you know, the that whole kind of stereotypical... the person who just goes off in another direction, you know. But overall, 50 years ago, I can tell you, I remember as a kid, in fact, it was the woman who taught me piano lessons when I was a kid. Her husband was a reverend at the Presbyterian Church. I remember one of their relatives died, and they were actually laid out in the living room because I remember going to the... go to take a piano lesson, and the casket was there. Listen, everybody, that's the break music. We'll be right back. I'll be right back. There's no we, there's only me today. I'll be right back. Keep listening. This is the Unsolicited Opinion.
There is a town in North Ontario. Dream, comfort, memory, despair. And in my
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live. Now available in the iTunes App Store.
Now you can listen to the Orion Talk Radio Network on your phone, anywhere, anytime, with our Listen by Phone feature. Just call 704-772-7627. 704-772-7627. Then enter the code 10016. That's 10016. All long distance and cell phone charges apply.
powered by UpSnap.
Lee Rogers here. The global controllers are continuing their quest to enslave humanity and form their new world order. The one thing standing in their way are free thinkers who reject collectivism and support individual liberty. In these troubled times, it is imperative that we the people are not destroyed for a lack of knowledge, but are instead empowered with information. RogueGovernment.com and BlacklistedNews.com are two of the best sources of alternative news and information on the internet. Whether it's geopolitics, globalism, government corruption, the unraveling global economy, staged elections, false flag terrorism, the technological control grid, martial law, the police state, or issues of real significance, you'll find them on these websites. RogueGovernment.com and BlacklistedNews.com feature raw, fully sourced information with no intrusive advertisements. Be sure to visit these sites and empower yourself with the news and information the corporate control mockingbirds don't want you to know about.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you are listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And my website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. And I have a lot of links to a lot of people's websites and that stuff up there because there's so much information out there. And you got to know that you just got to start reading and finding out about this stuff because, listen, we've been lied to our entire life. The only thing you do know for certain is you've been lied to. And how's that for a fine how do you do, huh? That's the only thing we know for certain is these pricks have been lying to us from day one. I'm telling you, it's a rude revelation, isn't it? It really is. But before I went to break, I was talking about the people in the woods and living homeless in the woods and how you could drop your mother off to be in the woods and then never come back. And as much as it's very difficult to live with other people, I tried several different times. My sister who died last year, she and I went back and forth. I tried several different times to have her live with John and I, and it just didn't work out as we would fight like cats and dogs kind of a thing. But my sister would go back living by herself in an apartment, and tried several different times thinking things would be different this time, and they're not, but I didn't send my sister out to live in the woods. You know what I mean? That would have been entirely different if my sister had no place to go and was homeless, and we would have figured out how to work it out. I just would have had gray hairs or, you know, been in jail for murder by now, that's all. But we would have worked it out one way or another. I'm drinking a sip of coffee here, but How could you do that? I don't know. You know, you wonder sometimes what has gone wrong with Americans? What have we lost inside? Where have we gone? What road have we gone down where we've lost a part of our sense of obligation, that we are obligated to one another, that we are obligated to stand up and speak out, that we are obligated to do the right thing. Our nation was created with God's divine intervention. Truly, I believe that as much as I know the sun will come up tomorrow, there was a divinely inspired hand directing what occurred in this nation because it has never in the history of mankind occurred before or since. And that tells you something. I don't believe it's just like random stars colliding in the night in the universe. I think there's something more here, which has allowed the opportunity for freedom, for men to truly breathe free. So how have we lost what connected us? How did we so easily give it up? We really did, you know. We easily gave it up. We've easily let our humanity fall by the wayside to a degree that now we just You have police who go through towns because people don't want to look at the homeless people on the street, and they take their knives and they cut their little tents up, their little shelters, and they rouse them, you know, route them rather off of, you know, the streets or out from underneath the bridge and these little shanties that they have erected for themselves. Where is our humanity there? I'm not talking about, you know, we are obligated this whole social justice crap. You know, I'm talking about where is our humanity to say that, no, someone has no right to sleep on their grate, that you got to move them off the street because they're discouraging people from coming and looking and facing what's happening. And maybe if more people faced what happened, they would, what's happening around them, what has happened and is happening, maybe they decide it's time to stand up and do something. But we don't want them to see reality, because if they see reality, then they're going to have to make a choice, I believe anyway. Or maybe they can make a choice not to make a choice. I guess you can do that as well. But where is our humanity? I mean, you know, we've got to get it back. You have to look inside yourself. You've got to get it back. You've got to find that. You've got to find it, and you've got to rescue it. You've got to rescue it from the abyss of nothingness, because we will become nothing. We will become devoid of anything if we allow this to continue. If we allow what's happening around us to continue, if we don't say anything, if we see the police who beat somebody to death and then cover it up, if we have the camera and we're filming this and we just do nothing, we are part of the problem. We're not part of the solution. And I don't know who said that. Who cares? It's not relevant. I mean, I wish I could think of a better way to put it, but I can't. But if we don't do something, if we don't take back what they have taken from us, and they have deliberately undermined the institutions, the family unit that allows someone to say to their mother, oh, go live in the woods, you know, pound salt, who cares, and never come back. Now I can see you as a little speck in the rearview mirror as I drive away. They will have won. And the idea, the dream that has driven millions of people here to escape tyrants will have been lost, and it'll be lost forever. It ain't going to come back. I got news for you. Once we lose it, it's not coming back. There'll be no resurrecting America. There will be no resurrection, because it's just not going to work that way. Because the technology, the game has changed. We have advanced to a point where we're able to enslave someone just using a little device. So you need to look inside of yourself. You really do. You need to look inside of yourself, and you need to become involved in fighting back, fighting against what would allow someone to just leave someone on the street and say, see ya. See ya, Charlie. You're not welcome here anymore. We've got to stop what's happening, and it's only us who can stop it. It isn't going to be stopped. There's no knight in shining armor riding in on a white horse. I mean, there never has been, there never will be. So it's up to us. It truly is up to us, and we've got to figure out how to just band together and start speaking out. You have to be like... I guess Gandhi, really, don't you? You have to just keep walking, keep moving forward. We have to keep moving forward in the face of adversity. And there's a lot of adversity, please. I mean, everywhere you look, I mean, they're driving farmers off their land. You know, they're putting businesses out of business. They're telling you can't eat what you want. They're closing down raw milk producers and little that raw some food store, and they're just, you know, it's locking people up. This is insanity. Insanity is swirling around you, and only you can stop it. Only you can cut through it. Nobody else can. There is no one else who can do it but you. Don't you get it? See, that's what's so important now. People need to realize it really is up to them. It's up to me. It's up to you. It's up to each one of us. Somebody else isn't going to do it. The Navy SEALs aren't going to save us. We're going to have to save ourselves. We really are. And I don't know. You're going to have to really look inside yourself and do an examination of what matters to you. What really matters to you? Does it matter if you're free? Is that important to you? Will it be okay to be a slave? It won't be for me. Now, maybe for some of you listening, it'll be okay. And if that's okay with you, that's okay with me if you want to be a slave, but I don't want to be a slave. And so I'm not going to just look the other way. We can't look the other way anymore. We really can't. We need to stand up and be counted. Now, my show is heard Monday through Friday on Republic Broadcasting Network at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 11 to 1 Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. You can hear me second hour through Orion. My website, three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Theunsolicitedopinion.com. There's a contact button on my website, and get in contact with me if you want to. I know nobody calls too often on this when I'm on Sundays. They do during the week, but not here for whatever reason. I don't know. Maybe they just love to hear my pearls of wisdom and they don't want to interrupt me. I don't know. Could be. Anyway, take a stand, America, because it's now or never. And time is drawing nigh. The fat lady's going to sing on this deal very, very soon. And then we'll have no one to blame but ourselves. That I know is for certain. There will be no one to blame but ourselves. Anyway, I love to go to Oz. Somewhere over the rainbow truly is a wonderful place to be. You know, I'd like to have hope and think that better days are coming, because you can't live life without hope. You can't. So I'd like to think that better days are coming. That the sun will come up tomorrow. It always has been. I think it will again. Listen, everybody, chin up. Better days are coming. Listening to me tomorrow at 11 a.m. Eastern Time. I have a very interesting guest lined up, as I always do. Hey, chin up, everybody. Thanks for listening, and better days are coming.
Orion Talk Radio Network is here. The First Amendment of the Constitution grants us freedom of speech. That's the freedom to express our views and opinions without censorship. If you listen to mainstream radio at all, you'll notice that free speech is pretty hard to find these days, with just a handful of networks offering programs that dare to discuss topics and issues that have a profound impact on our daily lives. The mainstream media simply lies by omission